This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hara mai e tama, puritia e te akamatua, kia whitire reake ko te kauwa i runga, ko te kauwa i raro. Kia tāwhia, kia tāmaua, kia aita. Kia aita ki roto i arua i te pukenga arua i te hora hora arua i te wana wana. Ārua matua take take o tāne, tūturu off, te whakamaua kia tīna, tīna hui e, tāi ki e. O tīnā e te whānau, e mihi kauatū nei, kia koutou, te hunga whakarongo, e hono mai nei, e piri mai nei, e piki mai nei ki tēnei o ngā tūranga pāpāho o tātou, ko kahurangi, ko kahu o ngā tikau ngunu, ko rangi, o rangi tāne, e mihi ake nei. E mihi ake nei. Kia ora e te whānau. So, back on the airwaves today, after a bit of a time off, we have back to our usual programming in terms of my kōrero and my kaupapa, which is the kōrero that Matua Mike Kawana compiled over the years with many others of our kaumātua to put this into a kōrero. For us here, hei kōrero mā tātou mo te hunga o te kāinga nei. So, I'd like to introduce our guest today, Matua Warren Chase. Kei reira koe, Matua?
Kei konei ahau.
Kia ora. Mihi nui ki a koe, e te rangatira. Whakamohio mai, ki te hunga whakarongo, ko ai koe?
Tō, no reira, tēnei te mihi ki o koutou. He honore he kore he ko iho na manu. Mate o tamu wairu e tapu mena ana hira pona mo te mānga. Ho mai piki te ora, piki te kaha, piki te maramatanga me te rangi Māori e ki o mātau. Ma nā ki te hoki ki roto te mātau mahi, ako te mānga hei tautoko mai ai anai ake nei ai. A papa ume ki yuta, poka toi, kuku kokore o ku maunga. Papa ume ki tai, o ahanga ma taikona na aua, ati hei Māori ora. Nō reira, ko te whati manu o Warren Chase o Gingua. Mihi ana nei ki a koutou nei, te honga whakarongo, no reira, tēnei te mihi ki a koutou.
Kia ora Matua, mihi nui ki a koe. And, but before we get into our kōrero, and he wāhi tino tata ki a tāua nei, Matua, Pūkaha. So, as we know, Pūkaha has been in and out of the media, for not the best reasons of late, over the last month or so. But again, Matua, a place close to both of us and our iwi of the kāinga nei, yourself and your lovely wife having been a big part of that place for a long time. So some good news, as you know, it came out yesterday, released. So before we kick into it, Matua, I might just read out the media statement that was put out yesterday. This was released by Pūkaha, and then we'll have a bit of a kōrero about it. So this was released yesterday as a media statement by Pūkaha National Wildlife Centre. Pūkaha Wildlife Centre is to stay open after agreeing to a deal with iwi and creditors. Pūkaha Mount Bruce Board has reached a head of agreements with Rangitāne Tūmaira Trust, which will allow the Wildlife Centre to stay open while both organisations work together on developing sustainable long-term business models. Board Chair Shane McManaway and Rangitāne Tūmaira Chair Sonia Rimene say that the agreement forged in recent days has brought Pūkaha back from the brink of closure and given it breathing space to focus on a positive future. The new board, has worked tirelessly to save one of New Zealand's most important conservation centres and sanctuaries for endangered wildlife from closure, McManaway says. We're thrilled to have an agreement that will keep the doors open to schools, tourists, other visitors, while continuing our native species and forest conservation programs. Kei te manawa nui katoa a Rangitāne ki tō mātou whenua taonga ki Pūkaha. For Rangitāne, our iwi is deeply committed to our whenua taonga at Pūkaha, Ms. Rimene says. Kei te harikoa katoa mātou, kua whakatau take mātou ki te poari o Pūkaha. We are delighted that we have been able to reach a heads of agreement with the Pukaha Mount Bruce Board. It's a win-win outcome that strengthens the connection to our whenua and to our whare wānanga. We look forward to translating our heads of agreement into formal arrangement as soon as possible, Mr. Rimine says. Rescuing the 63-year-old centre from closure involves significant support from Rangitāne Tūmarae Trust, creditors and the community. The result is that Pukaha can substantially reduce its debt and debt servicing costs, which allows us to pay our creditors who have been very patient, and free up capital needed to run a sustainable business, McManaway says. The new board gratefully acknowledges the support provided by, and a few bullet points here, Matsua, a significant arrangement with Rangitāne Tūmaira, which will result in debt reduction and help keep the centre open. In this arrangement, Rangitāne will assume the ownership and operations of the Whare Wānanga complex in return for meeting existing infrastructure debt and providing a capital injection to the Pukaha Mount Bruce Board. Point number two, Tararua District Council for transferring the $1 million council loan from Pukaha Mount Bruce to Rangitāne Tūmaira. The council has also agreed to forego the interest of forego the interest on the loan as part of the collective effort to ensure Pukaha Mount Bruce remains operational. Central Energy Trust's magnificent gesture of converting a $1 million loan into a grant, Masterton District Council providing a $200,000 long-term loan, Trust House and other local funders who rallied to support Pukaha, and the last point here, Department of Conservation for its support in keeping the conservation programs operating. McManaway also paid a huge tribute to Deputy Chair Bob Francis for his unwavering dedication, experience and support, and to Pukaha staff for their commitment in times of uncertainty. He thanked all the community who had been supportive in helpful ways, such as donating and the Give a Little page and visiting the Wildlife Centre. While we're hugely grateful for all of the support to date, Pukaha is not out of the woods completely. The next 6 months will be a challenge as the board works to finalise the details of our arrangement with Rangitāne Tūmaira and to get the operating model more in line with the income stream, which will ensure ongoing viability. The board, alongside Rangitāne Tūmaira, is up for that challenge and 100% committed, McManaway says. Kua hiki ake a Rangitāne I te mānuka, ka karawhiua I ngā mahi kei mua I te arawaro. Rangitāne has taken up the challenge and we are ready for the next phase of work, says Mr. Rimine. Department of Conservation Acting Director Angus Holm said, the Department of Conservation is thrilled that Pukaha will continue its important conservation work and is looking forward to an ongoing and strong relationship with Pukaha and Rangitāne Tūmaira Trust. Margaret, Chair of the Central Energy Trust, said, the Central Energy Trust considers it a privilege to support Pukaha Mount Bruce in their endeavours to maintain and build on the centre a national taonga for all people. We're confident about the direction of the new board and relationship with iwi. Working together, we can achieve the outcomes that have been sought after for so long. Ka pai. Rawe tēnā. Pānui ne, Matua, that's good news for us, not only as Rangitāne and the iwi of the O Te Kāinga nei, but also for the people of New Zealand. E whakaaro.
E ora. Ai, tēnei te mihi ki a koe anō. Ai, he tēnō nui te oku whakaaro nei ki Pukaha. Just a little bit of a background for myself in regards to my connection to Pukaha from being moving here in, I think it was 1987, I think I moved here to Ikatahuna from Taumaranui with my mum and dad. But my grandparents on my mum's side lived here in Ikatahuna. So the river, the Awa, Makakahi played a huge part in my upbringing, I suppose, in my younger days, eeling, getting into trouble, catching trout, things like that. What they call it back in the day, poaching.
It's called providing matua. That's what it was called.
That's what we did. And we would walk from here in the town near Katahuna, we'd ride our bikes out to just about to Mount Bruce, a little place called Faulkner's Road, and jump off our bikes and then walk up the river, and we'd just about get to Pukaha, where it is now, with our gaffs and spears and whatever else we had, and we'd go home. The old man and him would be quite happy with us doing our thing, learning. But Pukaha as itself, didn't know it as Pukaha. It was a place that we were a big part of us. Mount Bruce, I suppose, is what we understood it to be called back in the day. We used to do a lot of hunting out there as well, out that way. We're at a place, a little side road just before there, between Ikatahuna and Pukaha itself, it'll come back to me. The little side road goes out back into the Tararuas there. We used to go hunting in there.
Really big news and good news for us. But like the letter says, you know, a lot of mahi to be done on and how the new board at Pukaha and Rangitane Te Māra Trust come together and work to perhaps continue most of the mahi that has already been done up until today, but forging a new way forward under new rules, and it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. One of the things that I'm really excited about is the opportunity to be part of that in some way. There's a little whakataki that we have. This is just the end of it. He had to mend your doubt. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. And everything that I'm hearing in regards to the negativity, the negative side of things is not around our people. It's more around the lack of resource, which the resources that I'm talking about is money, which is, in my view, a little bit sad, but it's how the world is. That's what seems to be more important than what our people are. And it goes a little bit further rather than he tangata, he tangata. We are all connected in our whakapapa. That's what it is. We whakapapa to the trees. We whakapapa to the birds. Everything out there is our whakapapa. And when we have a more of an understanding of that, it becomes a little easier, I believe. I don't believe it, I know it, in regards to that. It's about having respect and being able to understand that, understand and know what that looks like, and be able to translate that respect into sharing. And again, it's not the sharing of what we have in our pocket, although that can be part of it. It's what we have in our hearts for those things that I've just finished talking about. Nō reira, tēnā te mihi.
Tēnā koe. Ai, nā reira, tika ana, mimihi ana ki tērā o ngā wāhi o Ngāti Hāmua, o Ngāti Te Rangi Whakaewa, arā, taua ingoa tūturu, tō tātene kāinga te tāpere nui o whātonga, nā reira, harikoa ana, ki tērā āhuatanga, mērā kōrero, ko hoki mai anō, te Māori, ahakoa i a mātou o Rangitāne, te Māori, ahakoa te aha, ko hoki mai nei, i roto i ngā āhuatanga o te kōkiri whakamua, and we got a pretty flash marae out of it too there, matua, so mihi nui.
Ai, tino.
We'll just go to a quick song, and we'll be back shortly. Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora.
Ooh.
Ai, kia ora anō tātou. And, ai, me ngā mihi nui o te kāinga. So, ai, me hoki anō tātou ki ngā kōrero o te tātou nei hōtaka. Nā reira, tēnei te mihi. Ka tere nei taku rere ki runga I te mā hora hora me te whānuitanga o te whenua ki ngā kāinga wai wai o ōku tīpuna. Me timata au ki te toka o tōku tīpuna a kupe. Ka mātakitaki atu ki waho, ki te moana, ki wairarapa ki tai, ki wairarapa ki uta. Ki te kawakawa, ki te wā ineine, ki te waifero, ki te waiharakeke. Ki te raparapatanga o ngā kanohi, ki wairarapa moana, te kau o te ika e hora nei. Ka re tonu au ki runga ake I te tatau paunamu o remutaka. Ka te tiro whakatau iho ki ngā, ki te whatarangi, ki mātangi, ki te tarata. Ki whare papa, ki pōtaka kura tawhiti, ki kai wai wai, ki paitu mōkai o tauira, ki tau whare rata nui, ki tau whare rata iti, ki tau whare nikau e tere tonu ana. Tahuri au ki te rai o taumataranga o aorangi maunga, e tū tōtika ki runga I a kaupeka hinga, ki a waihinga, ki te whare o tūpai whakorongo wānanga e aro ana ki ngā hauariki, ki ngā hau nui e hau nei I te mihi. O Ngāti Hine Waka, o Ngāti Rākai Whakairi, o Ngāti Rongoma Āia, o Ngāti Hikawi Rae. Rere tonu au, ki Ngari Ngari, ki Puke Ngaki, ki Hupe Nui, ki Papawai Marae, ki Papawai Tangata, ki ngā whakapakoko, he aroana ki roto, ki a tau atu te hurumanu, te rongo mauri, te rongo taketake, ki roto I te tangata, ki runga, ki te whenua. Ka tū tū te puehu, ka paua te tokotoko, o ngā kākā wahanui, o te kōtahitanga, te pare mata Māori o rātou mā kua ngaro ki te pō. Ha, ka waiho tonu mai, ko ngā kohikohinga kōrero nā te rōpū tāne nui ārangi, hei rau tike tike, hei rau tūturu, hei rau iere o te whā iti, o te whā nui, te whā rahi o roto o Ngāti Pateika, Ngāti Kauihi, Ngāti Kahukura Awhitia, Ngāti Mure Tū, Ngāti Taui Ao, Ngāti Moe. Rere, runga, Rere rawa I te waihākeke, ki te uwhiroa, ki te takotoranga o ngā rara huarau me tona tuahine a parakaueti. Ki runga o mangorake, ki hurunui o rangi, ki te tau here taratahi me te papatīraha o tū mai te uru, o mai kahakaha. Koea ka tū ai te pāpunanga, te wāhi huna, o te tūpuna hataraka, me wānamahi whakararuraru, I ngā nanakia o Ngāti Tama, o Ngāti Mutunga. O tarana ki whānui e takahi motu motu ana ki tōku whenua. Ka rere te wai wai, ka rere te wai ki wii wii, ka rere te wai ki wā wā, ka āwanga wanga atu tōna rere. Ki rua māhanga whakawhiti atu I ngā papakāinga o manainga, o kohunga ware ware, o te whiti, o tūtāwake, me ngā uri o Ngāti Raikai Moana, o ngai tāne roroa, o Ngāti Parerā e. Topa atu au ki te takutai moana, ki te maipi maunga, ki te kai hoata awa, ki te unu unu, ki ngā ki waike keno, me ngā aihe mā ērua, ngā kai tiaki, o te moana e kaukai haere ana. Tere tonu atu ki ōkau tete, ki motu wai reka, ki te whangawhaiti o whare ama, ki roto I te rohe pōtai o ngai tumapuhia ārangi, ki a hokowhiti tumapuhia pūtiki makawe, tahi heru tūrai anake. Ka whakawhiti atu toka mātira ki mātīrie, ki rangi whakaoma, ki whakataki, ki pā maramarama, ki te tokatū moana, ki te tokatū whenua, ki te rerenga o te ao huruhuru, ki te ika pūrua, ki mā taikona, ki te kāpoho o rangi hīrāwea, ki roto I te riu o te hika a pāpā uma e. Nā reira, te heka a pāpāuma e, tērā te take, kua tai mai nei I tēnei wā. Hei kōrero, mo tō tātou nei whenua, tō tātou nei rohe moana, anei, kia koe taku langatira. Anei ngā pātai, hei whakamārama mā tātou, kia hoki anō nei ngā māramatanga o tēnei wā kia koutou. O te hika a pāpauma. No reira, tō marae, E te papa, te marae o Papauma. Kōrero mai, no hia, te ingoa o te whare. O tira, te whare kai hoki. No hia, te ingoa o Papauma.
A tēnā koe. Ah, no reire. Te mihi. Mihi atu ki a rātou. Ki te rātaha. Ki a rātou I kōrero. E rātou anō I awhine tie te tuhituhi o nā kōrero o te tahi o tā mātou nei, rangatira a Mike. Nō reira, kia rātou tēnei tu mihi. Nō tia mātou nei te hunga ora, tēnei tu mihi kia koutou, ingari kia tātou. Te mihi nui kia Mike anō, ko tōna mahi, he puku mahi e... Kai roto I tēnei āhuatanga o tā tātou nei tūpuna o te wairarapa. E hariko tanāko, e rongo, e whakarongo ki tērā kōrero, o anu. Ka hukita maumahara o rāta. Ka hukita kōrero o anō o rāta. Nō reira, kāre au e tēnu tōhanga o tēnei mahi. E ako au ki raro I te maru, te pane ko te pea, o hoku kuia, ko tā kūnei, tō kūnei kuia, Nanny Lou, Lang, Putangaro, tana hō wahine, tana hō tāne tuatahi. Nō rei, te ingoa. Ko pāpau. E rua nā whare. We have two whare. Ane a marae. Ko te whare tuatahi. Te whare tūpuna. Ko pāpau ma tērā. Ko pāpau ma tīngua o te tātate nei tūpuna. Ke rātau o tērā wā. E whakawhiri kōrero pāna ki te ingua o tērā. O te whare tūpuna a pāpauma, a ko pāpauma tīngua. Nō reira, ko tahi manu o Iwarau, mā whā, tōku mō I hotanga tērā te tūwheratanga o te whare. Ki mō te whare, nā te hura kohati, te kōrātu maumahara o rātou ko wehi. Ko paura putangaro tētahi ko he mi pau anō tētahi he arā o tahi I nā rangatira o tērā wā I haere ana rātou I rātou mena I rāo me o nā hō kaironga te pōti iti te he rātou kore mōhe New Year's Day 1913 that happened where those men that I've mentioned just before went for a bit of a journey on a small waka and to be lost to us. Many stories we have been told over time about that. To me, the memorial outside our whare stands there. I saw it as home. As a young person, a kid, we used to play a game called Go Home, Stay Home. I don't know if they still play it these days, but we used to play that game.
Good game.
And the memorial was home. So it became that. It is still that for me. Gradually over time, things do change. And I think, I can't remember the exact date, but there was another idea to build another marae, a whare. A whare nui and another whare kai. They renovated the old school into the whare kai and built a new marae over there called Te Aroha Wauhanga. And it was our uncle Dubby and our auntie Jimmy that were the driving forces behind that. So those are the two names that we have in regards to our whare, our whare tupuna, pāpahuma, our whare nui, Te Aroha Wauhanga. Our whare kai, the whare kai that sits next to pāpahuma, we call it the kauta. That has, again, a lot of memories. And again, as a real youngster holding on to my nan's skirt again, I remember waking up. I don't remember going to sleep, but I remember waking up on the floor of the old Wharekai, Dakota, by the fireplace where it was nice and warm. So those are some of the memories for Dakota for me. Now we have a huge, well, not a huge, but we have, compared to the Dakota, it is huge, our Wharekai now, and that is called Kihuta Kitai. And in between those two, we had the old school, which we turned into a Wharekai. And the school was called Ngarutai. But also it had other names as well. The Oahanga Native School was one. Another one that I remember it being called because it was a school. So it made sense that was there and was called that. That's just a little bit about our whares, our out there. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Ka pai.
Aroha mai, the name of Te Aroha, there was a hui called to name it, but when everybody got there, Uncle Dubby and Auntie Jimmy had already given it a name, and all we had to do was say yes, we agree. So it became Te Aroha Wauhanga. Pretty simple, really.
Mm. Oh, ka pai. A rawe e nā kōrero, e nā whakamārama, tēnā koe. You've spoken about some of the kuia and koraua that Uncle Dubby, Ma, and those people. Engari, ko e anō ngā tipuna o nehe rā? He hawa hoki o rātou mahi. Ki te au, ko... Rākai hiku roa, tētahi piri ana ki reira, mōheo whānui katoa mātou te kāinga. Ngā mahi o Pauropo Tangaroa ki konei, ki roto ia whakaoreore, ki te oreore, me wāna mahi haere nei ki te mātou te whenua ki tēnei takiwā. Hea anō ngā kōrero o ngā tipuna o reira.
Ooh, he pātai nui tera. Ka rongo au nā kōrero a rātou a Paura Mā. Engari, nā tangata ko taku nei kītia o tērā wā, ko tā tōku nei nā mātua no tōku nei whaia keke Auntie Jean e iwa te kaumatoru tana tau i tēnei wā. Engari ka moi e te tahi tangata no Rākai Pāk Rākai Pāka aroha mai engari
ka.
Uncle Dan Pomana from New Haka. Ka moe taku o tētahi o mātou nei. Koe, ko e tētahi o Nā Kai Kōrero o te marae. He was one of my very first examples of how I saw a Kai Kōrero perform on our marae. I remember him as a real little boy or young boy, watching him, not understanding what was actually the process that he was doing, but he had a rākau, and his long black trousers were rolled up to his knees. He had bare feet and a white shirt. And he performed his Pai Kōrero. He was, and it still is my example of what it looked like. So he was one of the tūpuna that I remember, and one that I saw.
Ko wai tonu ingoa, Matua?
Dan Pōmana, Uncle Dan. And that's what I remember a lot about as well, growing up as a young person, that we didn't have very many speakers as from the Hokkaido, from the tangata whenua side. Most of our speakers came from other places, like Uncle Dan and with his expertise from Ngāti Rākai Pāka and Ngāti Kahununu. And then there was there were quite a few the Māori wardens that came. Uncle Dubby started to at the end of his time started to stand on the pai, but struggled. And it was a lot of it was to do with the canalized education system that was available to him at that time. But the positive was Auntie Jimmy, her reo. Her tikanga was what we drew on, or what is where we draw on now in regards to us of this time moving forward. Aye.
Rawe. Aye, so, ko kōrero kē mō ngā kaupapa nui, you know, got two houses there and some stuff that's happened there with the repurposing of the old native school into a whare kai. Ngā kaupapa nui o nehe rā. What would te kā papa uma, ngā uri o te kā papa uma, being a coastal marae, must have been quite a different to us, obviously, here in the on the inland part and Whakaoriori and that. Yeah. What were some of the big kaupapa that you know of, Matua?
Tēnā koe, hei, not the papa, papa e tino pai, tino tataki e taku nāku tērā. One of the things that I remember, as a young person, getting a little bit older then, at this time that I'm talking about, we used to, as a hapu collective, we would come together at around, well, a little bit earlier than what we are now, a little bit before Matariki, not understanding that it was Matariki that we were actually, or myself talking personally, Matariki wasn't mentioned, but it was around this time, or that a little bit earlier than now, where we would come together as a hapu and go diving, go ruku kaimun. But it wasn't for those who were there collecting or diving, doing the mahi. We'd stay out there for a few days, and then within the family groupings that were there, we would share out the kai. It was quite cool because I learned quite a lot during that. My uncle Dick, which a lot of you would remember from Tinui, Dick Power, who had a sharing gang, and he was quite a well-known person around that area, or around the whole Wairarapa, really, I think. And Uncle Dick is one of my mum's older brothers. And he married a younger sister of my dad. So we would always come together, and he had the biggest family in a number of children, or they did. They had 13 children in their family, or they have 13 children in their family. And we had the smallest. There were three of us, and we had to borrow one of those. Mm-hmm. We farm hired my sister, Vivian, who was a daughter of Uncle Dick and Auntie Lorna, so she, her blood and mine are exactly the same. From different mothers, that's basically the difference. So we would come together, and we would our parents would put our kai together, and we would take a trip from wherever we were on the coast to the middle of the North Island, a little place called Turangi, where my dad's parents used to live. My nan at the time, my koro, had passed by then. So we would take our kai, and along the way on our journey between wherever we were on the coast to Turangi, we would stop off at our farmers and share the kai that we had, and take on our journey. It would take us about a week to do that, and it was awesome. It was an amazing affair. And then we'd get up there just in time to do harvesting of mainly riwai Māori. I hated it. It was hard work. My nan was one of those people that, as soon as it was daylight, you open your eyes, you start work. Mm-hmm. And you don't finish work, you didn't finish work until it was dark. If you were lucky in between, you were allowed to have a cup of tea or something. But then we do not the same journey, we go back a different way. Again, we'd load up the vehicle with some of the produce that we'd harvested at Nan's and drop it off on our way home. So that's one of the things that I remembered. I remember being a big part of us. And those whakawhanaungatanga, aye.
Lovely,
But one of the other things, and I'm holding on to it now, is this rākau here. Mm. It's probably third or fourth form that it's in at the moment. It's the second form since I've had it. And it has a name, it's called tangaro. And it was a big part of a kaupapa that my wife and I started in regards to teaching our own children about tangaro and some of the things that we took for granted growing up. And just one of those things that I just mentioned before about, you know, doing what we did as a hapū and collecting the kai and sharing it was huge. But we'd gone away from it. We go and get a kai, and again a lot of it was a lot of that kōrero had been lost. Lost is not the right word. Been subdued in some way. And just needed an opportunity to come out. That's what Tangaroa, the Rākau, provided for me and my family personally to do that. And it fell on me as the oldest in my family, and I'm not quite the oldest. My older sister passed away when she was a baby, so I inherited that position. But we started a little program called Tangaro, and it became a little bit more than what we were expected it to be, where schools got interested, our own people became interested, and we started to share it a little wider. The little knowledge that we have in regards to who we are. And it's an awesome journey, because we're always finding out more, and it's really cool for me to hear different kōrero. Then the difference, I feel the connectiveness comes. It's not always the same kōrero that brings us together. It's the different things, the little extras that we don't hear all the time, or we might not have heard before, that adds to who we are and what makes us what we are and what we do. One of the things that we've done just in the last few years in regards to the descendants of my grandparents, Henry and Emma, we've worked it out that they had 84 mokos, who are first cousins, and we all know each other, every single one of us. And I'm number 23 out of the 84. So I'm quite way down the pecking order in regards to the whakapapa line. But we all have a responsibility, and I've been fortunate enough to have had those people share things with us and been able to share that with those of the next generation as well. Not saying that I'm right. What I'm saying is what I know, and I'm prepared to share that, and respect that, and respect the differences that everybody else will have. No reira, te rana tēra sangi, tēnei ki mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora pai. Man, that's a huge whānau. And
hey?
That's a huge whānau, and it takes a huge whānau to look after a marae and a kōrero and the being able to share all the attributes of what Te Kau Papa Uma is to the next generation. So, what hea ngā kaupapa o erua ngā pātai, hea ngā kaupapa ka mua I te arawaro, ko kōrero kē koe, engari, hea ngā kaupapa, o te rā, hea ngā, what sort of words of wisdom do you have for the rangatahi of Te Kau Papa Uma?
Tēnō. Ai, anō. I have a jersey. Well, I have a nickname. Well, it's not a nickname. I have been called this forever. My younger brother, when he was born, I couldn't pronounce my name, Warren. And it would always come out Woggy or Wog. So I've been called Wog ever since then, W-O-G. And over time, it's my go-to thing, I suppose, And what I say is what I want to be when I grow up. In my view, WOG, a wise old guy, a wise old girl. Either way, wisdom, I think, is something that it comes with age. It also comes with a strong knowledge base. And I'm noticing that the wisdom of our younger ones, like yourself, Sonny, you have a different, a much stronger, more knowledgeable baseline than, well, I can only use myself, had or have. So in regards to the wisdom, I think it comes a lot sooner in regards to what I just finished saying, in regards to age. Age is not just because I have a grey beard and a bit of grey hair, does not make me a wise person. What it does is it tells me that I'm an old bugger. And things are changing. Can't do the things physically that I used to be able to, and that becomes quite difficult in your mind. In regards to that, as I promote health as much as I can. You may notice that I look a little different in regards to my body shape. I haven't been on a diet. People ask me if I've been on a diet or if I've been over to Turkey to have a gastro, whatever you call it. My answer is simple, no. What I've learned, and it's only taken 60-something years to learn it, is that I don't have to eat everything on my plate. I can say I'm full and leave it, and leave whatever's on my plate there. And that, I think, has been a big part of my journey in health at this stage. And yes, the numbers have changed from 140-something Ks to 104.
Lovely.
I feel really good.
Oh, I bet, Matua. Wow. Tēnō pai rā atu.
Yeah.
We're almost back to, because not many would know this about you, Matua, but we're a carpenter back in the day, eh? That's about your...
Yes.
Your walking around weight back then, eh? Somewhere around that.
I suppose when I was playing league now, my weight would have been around 110, 115.
Mm. Actually, on that, with the yourself being a builder, back in the your earlier days. Fond memories of those times, and like I know, you know, if you've got any kind of school and you belong, skill and you belong to a marae, oh, look out, you're favoured by the aunties. Oh, yeah, fix this, fix that. Got a bit of that, eh, from our marae out there?
Sadly, no. I didn't have that opportunity. It was part of that my life where I was distant for whatever reason from my Māori sap, my papa umatana. Ko ngaro taku pinati I te rā wā. Well, I'm not. Yeah, I met a man down at Trentham, a man by the name of Jock McEwen, who wrote the book Rangi Tan.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know who he was at the time. Later on, the influence come when I realized who he was and what he was doing. But I met him first when I was invited, but I was going to go anyway because there were some beautiful young ladies at the Māwai Hakona Kapahaka team, and we go to practices.
Oh,
that was my and he taught us neke neke. I think it was the last verse of Wiwi No. It was him that taught us that, or taught me. But I wasn't in the right space at that stage in my life. 18 years old, nah.
Big city.
Different time. Big city. heaps of guys. Heaps of wahine. Awesome. Had a good time.
I bet. And not to go off track. This always interests me though. But was that with the the. What was that under? Was that under like Māori trade training, or was there something?
Māori affairs trade training. Yeah, that's what it was. It was the Māori affairs trade training. At the time, they have intakes from all around the country, would go to different places, different hostels around the country. I really wanted to go to Christchurch, but I got given a spot to go to Trentham at the army camp there. We shared it with the what we call the kitty cops, the trainee police officers at the time were in the same area as we were. The kitty cops.
Rawe Matua. And, I actually haven't been to Te Hekau Papahauma. I have not been to that marae, so...
You haven't?
No.
Cool.
We sort of, over the years, as a young fella, we would, try and get to all the coasts and try and fish all the places, but these days, we sort of just stick to our one spot and happy with that, so...
Yep.
Haven't had the chance to actually come out at that way, which we're... I think we'll just make up a kaupapa and...
Yeah.
Take out a bit of a kai and catch up with you out there or something, eh?
Ka pai. I know my haruma.
Oh, well, hey, kōrero whakamutunga au, Matua. Anything you want to say to... hey, kōrero whakamutunga?
In regards to... Māori in general. The last week, or a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated Matariki up here in our little area. We started here in Ekatahuna on Friday morning with the lighting of the hāngi, at 5:30, around 5:30 at my nephew's home. Then we went to what we call the Waka Park. It's a little space in Ekatahuna that has some carvings there that represent two of our tūpuna in regards to our tangaroa and tāne mahuta. We started there with our hautapu. That morning, had a kai afterwards at our local church hall here. Then on the Saturday, we went up to Pahiatu and did a similar kaupapa. The hautapu was at 6, followed again by a kai, and then we had an open day for the community to come and share. With some of our whānau, with sharing their knowledge around weaving, carving, kapahaka. It was amazing. It was a very awesome day. Then we finished it up on the Sunday up in Woodville at Te Āhua Tūranga with the hautapu again at 6, followed by a kai. A much simpler day, but as important as the other two as well. So what I'm talking about again is what our King Tuheitia said at his, I think it was the last, his last koronehana before he passed. A simple word, kotahitanga. And it's going to look different to everybody. And again, I think just the differences that bring us together more than the things that are the same. Nō reira tēnei te mihi kia koutou, nā te whānau te wairarapa, he mihi aroha, he mihi nui kia koutou. Aroha mai, ko wariwari anō, he apotoro rehe tā hau I tā hāhi rātana. E tino, e tino nā kau nui ki tērā, ko te taha tō, ko pāpa tērā hāhi, nō reira. Tēnei te mihi aroha ki o koutou nā mōri o te wairarapa. Engari, tēnā koutou.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe, Matua. O te rā, mihi nui ki a koe, me o, me ngā kōrero, e whakatau ana ki runga I a tātou, te hunga whakarongo, e mihi nui ana ki a koe, e te rangatira. And looking forward to when we can come out there and hang out at Te Kā Papauma. No reira, tēnei kia koutou. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Kia ora.
Kia ora.